flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning, folks. We're here at the host committee booth on Media Row out at the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. What a transformation that has gone on here. I mean, it just never ceases to amaze me. The NFL Experience opens today.
Yes, at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Very exciting. 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Have you walked over there?
I've seen it.
It's so impressive.
I snuck in yesterday
and
walked around. Who are you? Don't worry about it. I'm out of here.
I got a credential right here.
No, but you got to bring your kids down. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Kids are free, under 12, to get in. Adults 12 and over, just $20 to get in. And if you went to it last time the Super Bowl was here, it's twice as big.
Yeah.
Two times, at least twice as much stuff to do, and there are more interactive experiences, more things to see, touch, do, feel, play, kick, catch, throw. It's something.
So, Dave, you know, one of the themes of the city is that we are built to host, and obviously there's nothing more emblematic than that than the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center, and joining us is Adam Strait, Chief Operating Officer here at the Morial Convention Center. Adam, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You look calm, Adam.
The hard part's over. Execution is the easy part.
Yeah, everything's in, right?
Yeah. It's been a year or two in the making. So.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, though, 20 hours ago, I was next door in the portion of the building where we're setting up the NFL Experience. And it was like someone had kicked an anthill, and everyone was running around like crazy, and it still looked like about half of the stuff still needed to be hung, put up, painted, laid down, put in place.
Happens all the time. My first experience, I've been, you know, almost 25 years in the business. My first convention show, I walked the show floor the night before, and I was like, there's no way possible we're going to be open in the morning. This like, it's not even set up. Miracles happen overnight. Yeah. So
it looks great.
So you guys embarked on really a major transformation of this convention center, obviously in anticipation of the Super Bowl and so many other incredible events that y'all are hosting here, which I think NADA is next week. Is that right?
Oh, NADA was last week.
Oh, last week. It was last week. That's right. I'm sorry.
During that little snowstorm.
That little snowstorm lull. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a great picture of the NADA logo covered in snow.
I shoveled the snow off of that
logo. I forgot about that. The days are running into one another now.
Yeah.
But so tell us about the transformation here and how this came about and where we stand today.
Sure. You know, I'd love to say that we did it all for the Super Bowl because the timing's impeccable. But we did it for the NADAs and the orgills that are coming up,
right,
and all the major events that we host year-round. But we embarked on this plan, this capital strategy, in 2019 when I got here, to the tune of $557 million. Happy to announce that the portion of the building that we're sitting in, a third of our building, what we call Phase 3, is completely done. It's completely renovated, all the meeting rooms, all the lobby spaces. It looks like a brand new facility.
It does.
We're very proud of it.
Yeah,
it looks
great. Outside, the promenade, all of that looks wonderful. The Super Bowl kind of changed the complexion of it, the NFL did, right?
Right, right.
With all the security and everything that goes along with that. But, I mean, the facility looks as good as it's ever looked.
Yeah, and neat little details. You know, when you walk around, often you're at a convention or whatever, you just kind of walk in, you're looking at your phone, you're talking to whoever. But I took time to actually look around, and some of the neat little things y'all thought of. There are these little booths where if you just need to a little break to get away, you can go sit in this booth that makes it feel like you're sitting on a streetcar.
You know what those booths used to be?
What are they?
Payphones.
The payphones, yeah.
Oh, really?
All right, yeah.
It was a problem in the industry that no one could figure out. It took them a while to figure out, I guess, what to do with these payphone banks that aren't used anymore,
yeah.
Right? And we thought of a pretty creative solution. We named them after each of the neighborhoods in New Orleans to give it that New Orleans feel. And you mentioned that, you know, I tell the story all the time. If you used to walk in this convention center, you'd think you're in Topeka, Kansas. Nothing against Topeka, Kansas at
right.
all.
But very vanilla.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel like you're in New Orleans. Now you feel like you're in New Orleans with the different fonts on the wall, the numbers, just the carpet.
Yeah, the everything. Carpet's so much more festive now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the whole flavor obviously changed. I mean, I hadn't been in here that many times, I guess, as opposed to others, mm-hmm. but I noticed it right away.
Yeah, yeah, it's transformational. It really is. And it's, you know, I hate to say that it's no big deal, but it's paint. A lot of it's paint and carpet
yeah.
and, you know, just aesthetics.
500
yeah.
how many million dollars worth of paint?
Yeah. Well, 557 for the entire capital strategy, but...
And you guys are about to embark upon another project, obviously, working closely with the Omni mm-hmm. Hotel Group. I saw an artist rendering of that hotel the other day. It looks absolutely magnificent.
Stunning. Yeah.
It's hard to imagine a structure that size fits on that property, but I stopped this morning as I was walking here, and that piece of land's bigger than you think.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
yeah, if you've ever had to walk it after a Mardi Gras parade, that is a big piece of land.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of times the float's parked there. You get off the float and you want to walk somewhere. Whoo!
Yeah, so you know, I kind of stopped and I was looking. I said, "Well, it's a lot more acreage than you think, right?"
And that's been the missing piece for you is having a hotel on site,
headquarter hotel. Absolutely, our clients tell us that every single year, every time they come back, to the point of it's a game changer because we'll keep that business and we'll get new business from it. If we don't have it, we could lose business.
Where are you at in that process of getting that hotel?
The board just approved the deal points, still conditions precedent in that deal structure, but well on our way to work with Omni and get it started. It's exciting.
So when should it be complete? What's the goal?
Goal of completion is 29. Yeah, it's about a 30 to 36 month build. That size hotel.
Yeah,
1,000
room. 1,000 room hotel.
1,000 room hotel.
Connected to the convention center.
Yep.
Wow.
There will be a walkover or something?
We're still in the design phase,
right.
Very early. Still to be determined.
And a lot of the one thing I do here, so are there any trams, moving sidewalks, electric vehicles, something to move us around? Because you keep getting bigger and bigger. How many miles now is it from Hall A all the way through Hall J?
It's about a mile. Yeah, let me say it's a mile. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I wear these comfortable shoes.
Yeah, great socks, too.
Thank you.
In fact, everyone...
He just stuck his foot on the table.
Everyone that I see that works here are always wearing comfortable shoes. Because you
have to. Yeah.
You could walk... we've been walking back and forth to the studio, and you know, some folks have been making 4 or 5 trips a day. And
We're getting our steps in. Super Bowl, you talked about how this is a one-time event. We know it only happens every 5 to 15 years, depending on how the NFL's cycle works out. But your bread and butter is still your conventions that come that are on a 2-year, 3-year rotation,
yeah.
Your events that return here annually.
Yeah.
How does the Super Bowl, though, help you then get more of those events through all of the publicity from the 6,000 credentialed media that are here right now and all the attention the world will be looking at not only New Orleans, but specifically at your building here?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just said it. It gives that lure to the city, right? It's a destination. People want to be here, and we want to host them, and we want to be that prominent facility and set those standards so people can come and have their events year in, year out. We host a number of annual events. We host, to your point, someone rotation, large events. NADA, like we mentioned earlier,
Car Dealers Association.
15,000 people in the middle of a snowstorm. Oregil is another, thousands of people that are coming to the facility. So it's what we do. I mean, it's we love it. It's so impactful to the community, not only locally but statewide, of course. But yeah, I mean, that's why we're here, to put heads in beds and create compelling experiences. So,
are you bracing for a surge of business and inquiries after the Super Bowl?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, to your point, the media is going to, all eyes are on us. This is all eyes are on us, starting last week to through the weekend. So, we've even hosted several media tours and walkthroughs of the new space, just to get that to get our name and our building out there. So, I do believe that we'll gain some. We'll continue to gain momentum.
And it looks as though the vision is, as the development increases in this area, it's almost going to be like a little mini city inside of the city, right?
It is, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you mentioned...
you have Shell coming down. You have some other things that are being
developed 40 acres,
as well.
The 40 acres upriver, that's underway right now.
What's happening with that 40 acres?
Yeah, so they're preparing the site to build, so all the infrastructure underground, under the earth, is being installed and laid out. To your point, to be a small little city grid. Once that's completed, Shell will come out of the ground. That's the schedule to start in the coming weeks.
What is Shell for those people who don't know?
The Shell, the corporate headquarters building.
It's going to be on your campus.
Yes, yeah,
they're building a new building. They're moving out of One Shell Square,
yep,
and building a new building right here on this campus.
Yep, right next to us. Very excited.
And Top Golf has come.
Top Golf is the site that's across the.
Is that where the H parking lot?
Yeah,
is?
H and I. Yeah. H and I.
I'm parked right there now.
Yeah,
right next to one of the test pilings.
Another huge site, right?
I mean,
you look at these parcels and you're like, well, that can't go there. And then you kind of take a step back and you're like, man, that's massive.
The old Glazer Steel Complex, is that something under the control of the Convention Authority or no?
No. No,
the two huge smokestacks.
Yeah, you're talking. Yeah, not under our control. Partners of RD&I developers, they had purchased that, so it's part of that.
Part of the overall development,
not on our property.
Okay. Yeah, because that's been a piece of property that, you know, when you think about that larger piece of property on the river, undeveloped, is, you know,
that has the ability to be something really, really special.
Absolutely,
I can't wait to see that design come to. Fruition.
We were talking with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser about this time yesterday, and he predicted record numbers of people coming to the city this year. He thinks they're going to break the record again. What does that mean for you, and do you think you're going to see record convention and other business here in your building?
I think so. I mean, the Super Bowl, it's so popular. To your point, last time we hosted, it's twice the size. Right? The same game, twice the size media center powered by Verizon, and then twice the size the experience. I mean, it will bring, hopefully it'll bring locals out to us, and they'll get a glimpse of what the convention center has done to power the community and get a feel for, you know, what we do day in and day out.
And then you got to break this down, and immediately you have how many Mardi Gras balls in here?
a lot. That is one of our premier local annual clients. And
yeah, I ride an Orpheus on Monday night, and we come in to the convention center, and you know that's
great.
One of the best parts of the entire.
Bacchus comes in here. Zulu has their ball here after their parade.
Zulu Friday night.
Friday before the parade.
The second weekend Friday night. We had Endymion the last 3 years.
They're back in the dome.
So we get Saturday off.
You don't sound too upset about that.
Sunday Bacchus and then Monday Orpheus.
Yeah.
And then it's right into convention season again.
Absolutely. Well, Adam, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Best of luck to you. Congratulations on the transformation of this facility. I know the entire team here has worked very, very hard. And we appreciate that as well, and it shows.
I mean,
you know, the dedicated effort that y'all put forward here is just absolutely incredible in setting this city apart from so many others.
It's been an intense 6 years for you, we know. But
we're so proud of our team and what they've been able to accomplish. So thank you very
absolutely.
Much for noticing.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. We're broadcasting live from the host committee's booth here at on Media Row. A lot more people this morning.
Getting in today, I could tell it like doubled the number of people just trying to get in through security.
Yeah.
And every day, more celebrities are showing up to making the rounds here. And today is kind of, they told us, the springboard day. Today, Monday and Tuesday seemed wild. That was just the warm-up. Today, it kind of goes into the trajectory of just spacebound.
We'll talk about the media party that I went to last night. Adam was there. That was crazy, right? You've been to a lot of these things. I have to say that one was over the top.
Absolutely.
The looks on your faces when you mentioned it.
Barry Kern and his staff and all the host committee, they just did it. I mean, they left no stone unturned.
They went all out.
It was all out. It was incredible. About 8,000, about 8,000 or 9,000 people there last evening. It was great. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting from Media Row, the host committee booth. And I got to tell you, the host committee did one incredible job last evening. You know, a lot of people don't understand how intense the competition is
for right? Among Super Bowls,
cities,
conventions,
Super Bowls,
and
conventions,
else. Yeah.
And everything else. And you can leave no stone unturned in your strategy to try and lure people to this city, right? To pique their interest, to pique their curiosity.
Yes.
About what we have to offer. And that's why a lot of folks don't connect the dots as to why a lot of this is being done, because they can go anywhere, right?
Sure.
They could pick any city. But you want them to pick this city. And let me tell you something. They just blew it out last night. I mean, I've been to a lot of these things. You've been to a lot of these things. Last night was incredible. Coleman was there. He might have had more fun than I had.
Well, I think he may have stayed a little longer than you did, too. I made the executive decision. I knew if I went, I may not make it on the air at 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
So I decided I better not. But Coleman somehow made it in here for 10 this morning.
Well, when we had Barry Kern on yesterday, I wanted to test this theory about being able to get your drinks in less than 60 seconds or less, right?
Right. He said he had the super bars.
And it was awesome how it was, like, strategically and, like, the way the logistics of it worked, it was brilliant. It was like an octagon shape, and there was eight sides, eight bar, just like I said, eight bartenders, and the brilliance
eight
of
eight bar backs, too.
And eight bar backs right behind them. And the brilliance of it is, while you're waiting in line, they have your selections there. So while you're waiting, you can see what you want. So as soon as you get there, you already knew, yeah, I need that sequence of vodka.
It worked. He delivered on his promise.
And you tested it over and over again throughout the night.
He wasn't convinced until about the seventh or eighth.
Well, more people came. He had to make sure they could still do it in under a minute. six times. Okay.
And I was less than 6 minutes altogether.
We at WWL leave no stone unturned either.
Yes, we do our research. No, just the look on your face when you started talking about the party, I mean, it was almost like devilish. I mean, it was just...
It was just every place you... I mean, first off, it was like three blocks long. Mm-hmm. I mean, you entered right at the end of whatever road that is at the end of the convention center, you know, into Mardi Gras World.
Right, or there are the railroad tracks.
And it went all the way, you know, going north up the river, upriver.
So through the float dam.
To the bitter end. And I mean...
Into the mansion.
In between that, there were probably 10 venues that you could go into that unless you know... And you work your way through, there was a band or music or some kind of special attraction. Edna, they had a football field set up at the very end. and they had cheerleaders. Edna Carr went out there and put on a hell of a show. I mean, it was packed around the football field when Edna Carr was playing. It was just great.
So all these different musicians, all these different live performances, all these different nooks and crannies where you'd find different places to see and explore, to eat and to drink. And you all haven't even mentioned the food.
The food was over the top.
Before we get to the food, I have to say, no matter where you stood, any direction, there was something to see. It's like somebody actually took a walk through and said, if I stood here, what do I look at? No matter where you looked, no matter what direction you faced, whether it was the bridge, like, being lit up when you were outside, whether it was inside, seeing the floats and the murals or the booths, no matter where you looked, there was something to see that draw your attention, whether it was a logo. So that was also brilliant. Like, there was no dead spots.
It was a feast for your eyes.
Yes.
Well, they had a float. It had to be, what, Coleman, 150 feet long.
When you
lined
in,
up with people throwing beads,
so it was like you were going through
light
a
up beads,
wow.
like
so
you were going through a scene of
when
a,
you would
a,
walk
a Mardi
through.
Gras scene.
Yeah,
right.
Here they are.
Yeah. I mean, you got a taste of Jazz Fest, French Quarter Fest, Mardi Gras, and so much more, all wrapped in one. Amanda Shaw played last night. Coleman
Rock
and I
Doopsie.
Were
yep.
Rock and Doopsie was having a great time. I mean, the
somebody
talent,
scream.
Yeah, the talent that was there. I mean, it was funny watching a lot of the folks from out of town. They were just awestruck. Mm. I mean, they would stop and they would just look at this, and you'd see their mouth open. It's almost like they didn't even know what to say.
Yeah, legit gaping mouth.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Unbelievable. And we've talked to a lot of the reporters and influencers and other people who are here, and they really say to a T, and I don't think they're just trying to pacify us, that they wish the Super Bowl were here every year, because it's just the other places they go, it's fun, it's nice, but it's nothing like this.
Well, I think the logistics here work so well. I mean, because literally you can walk from the convention center to the dome. In fact, it may be faster to walk from the convention center to the dome, right? You walk from the convention center to Mardi Gras World. I mean, it's
to the French Quarter.
To the French Quarter.
To the hotels.
Not a big deal. I've been walking back and forth to the studio. It's actually, we were blessed with the weather that we have. Humidity's low.
Rain. Even if they had that, though, in Topeka, to use a reference from earlier in the show, or even Detroit or Chicago or somewhere else, you still wouldn't have the taste, the feel, the flavor, and the character. We are blessed to have the logistics, but man, does the hospitality industry here know how to capitalize on those logistics to make it so while you are taking those walks, it is a feast for your eyes, a feast for your palate,
it's
a
interesting.
Feast for everything.
I walked in last night, and I ran into T. Martin from Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as she has been in the business, she was exuberant, excited, pumped. And they were like the first food booth when you walked in. And, I mean, and then I forgot the next booth that was next to him. Same thing with the owner there. I mean, it was just, they were just so excited to be able to present on behalf of the city. And I think that's what really makes a difference.
Now, Noah mentioned the walk back and forth from the station and from here to the convention or walking. I did notice the presence of the state troopers, Homeland Security. So you can sense that safety. Like, I have to be here, you know, 5 o'clock mm-hmm. to set everything up. Walk from the station to here at that time. It was like you felt the security. Like, I didn't feel like, you know,
I walked by a radiation detector. New York City radiation detector was chained to a light pole outside of the convention center. They are covering everything. Yes. They are making sure. Yeah. And they did a low-level flight the other day mm-hmm. where they got what they call a baseline radiation. So if anyone brings any radioactive material to the city, they now have a radioactive map of the city. And if something spikes, they have detectors all over the place to find out. So they've gone to great lengths. I understand the Attorney General is heading down, so maybe we should take a break so that when she gets here.
But I just wanted to say one thing. You went over yesterday. I peeked in yesterday, the NFL experience.
Yes,
if you have children, you do not want to miss this. Who knows how long before we get another Super Bowl? Hopefully not that long. But if your kids are interested in football or any other sport for that matter, you really want to come down. Children, kids 12 and under, free daily. It opens today from 3 to 10. It'll be open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 3 to 10 and 10 to 10 on Saturday. They have all
kinds
of
picked up. I can't wait. When I went in there, they didn't have the rings out yet.
Yeah.
They have a display of all the Super Bowl rings.
Rings, absolutely.
They weren't out yet for security purposes, but they'll be out there today, and there's videos and interactives. You can touch and interact with so many things. There's food and drink, kick field goals, play flag football, plenty for the adults to do as well. It's really looking forward.
Yeah, they leave no stone unturned either. And look, I'll tell you something. The NFL does not do anything half-hearted.
Mario Davis just walked by. Hey, look at that.
It is full steam ahead. All right, we got to get to a break. When we come back, the Attorney General of Louisiana will be joining us, Liz Murrell. Stay with us. This is Newell and Dave Cohen from Media Row, the host committee booth. We want to thank them again for having us here. This has been a great setup, a good time thus far. A couple more days still yet to go. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And we are powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. We thank them for joining us today and sponsoring this for us, and it's really been great.
It really is. And have you seen the menu yet? They just put up the menu. They're going to have a crawfish boil for us here today, fried shrimp, and chocolate mayo brownie bites.
That may be the end of me. For sure. But, you know what's interesting, Dave? A lot of folks don't really realize the breadth and depth of what the NFL is doing here. The AG will be joining us in a moment. They're at an anti-counterfeiting press conference. They've already made cases on counterfeit merchandise and counterfeit tickets. They're out there working
that big
time.
That's what scares me. That counterfeit ticket thing scares
me. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
People pay $4,000 or $5,000 and get a fake ticket. Then they get to the game and they can't get in.
So we'll find out more about that. But tonight's Oyster Night throughout the city. All the restaurants agree to premiere oysters. But, just today, they had the NFL Character Playbook Speaker Series event at the Bricolage Academy this morning. NFL Play 60s Kid at Pan American Stadium. They had 1,000 students from around the city of New Orleans attend out there today. And you have this every day that's done. In fact, they'll be visiting with Second Harvest Food Bank out in the Ninth Ward, collaborating with them on an event of Inspire Change Community Celebration that's going to go on at 12:30 today. The same in multiple locations actually throughout the city involved with that. There's just so many different events, Military Appreciation Day, and the list goes on and on as to the breadth and depth of what they're actually offering throughout the city.
And with the power of the Super Bowl, not only comes the economic development, not only comes the worldwide attention, not only comes the publicity, but they do use some of their resources and their power to do these good things for the communities they visit. We've talked a lot about the $3 billion in private investment leading up to this. We've talked about the tens of millions in public dollars spent on improving infrastructure from roads to bridges to lighting and other things. But then there are those projects that enrich children's lives, that help the community that really do last for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is a kickstart in so many different ways for the city. And I really like that, as I just talked about these other events that they're hosting, they really, and I've said this several times today, leave no stone unturned. They're touching everyone throughout the community.
They really are, and it's exciting. And the excitement level here builds. Cam Jordan just walked in.
I saw him at the party last night. As I was leaving, he was walking in.
But did you see, it was like all the people were just magnetically drawn to him immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a huge crowd around him. DeMario Davis walked by the other way.
Thomas Morstead was out front for a while. Yep. He's making the rounds.
So we're seeing a lot of the Saints players and past and present, and Terry Bradshaw is supposed to be making the rounds today.
Yeah,
we expect to see him here, and that's just scratching the surface. As today is kind of, we talked earlier, but today really, the Monday and Tuesday, a lot of the celebrities, the players, and even a lot of the media don't get here yet.
Right.
Today is the day. It's also move-in day for most of the hotels.
Yeah.
Most of the hotels had a minimum
four or five nights.
So you got to check in today and stay through the game. So today is, if you've been downtown, if you've been around any of the events or anything going on, if you've been out at the airport, it's been crazy already. Today it gets amped up even further and will keep building at exponential levels as we get closer to the game.
And tonight is the big celebration with the light show in Jackson Square. You know, they have a big event that's scheduled down there. In fact, I'll be going this evening. Looking forward to it.
I can't wait to hear you once you've seen it in person.
Yeah, a lot of folks that I've talked to that have seen it already said, no, it's phenomenal.
$1 million for 1 week.
Yeah.
To put this light show on. They did a similar show on the Vatican.
Yeah.
And these are the same people who did that. So that's exciting. And so we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to hearing from Attorney General Liz Merle. Why don't we take another break now? And hopefully she'll be able to join us as we get they wrap up that news conference they're having on counterfeiting and the concerns you need to look for, and warn you about all of that as we continue to. I'm waiting for them to bring the crawfish out here at the host committee booth on Radio Row. Dave Cohen and Newell Norman with you here on WWL. And we're back live here at the host committee booth as New Orleans hosts its record-tying 11th Super Bowl in the Crescent City. I'm Dave Cohen along with Newell Norman.
And we're joined by Liz Merle, the Attorney General for the great state of Louisiana. No rest for the weary. We know that you've been involved in a lot of the security meetings and stuff that's going on here. And it continues today with the anti-counterfeiting press conference that went on today. And already, I think, some cases have been made. Is that correct?
They've collected a lot of material. The Border Patrol was up there, had a whole table full of items that are counterfeit. You know, what's amazing, and I went down and picked up, you know, looked at some of them, like rings and jerseys, and they look very real.
Yeah.
You know, they have really thick logos on them. They do not have the hologram. They are not officially sanctioned merchandise. The price is going to be different. They're not being sold by licensed sellers. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, some people are going to buy counterfeit stuff just because it's cheaper. But we really don't know where it was made. We don't know what's in it. They use dyes in some of these jerseys and things that we might not allow to be used here. The beads could have lead in them. We've seen that with Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And concerns about where the funds are going.
Right.
That you pay to these counterfeiters, could they be linked to cartels or other organizations?
Well, sure. So if you're buying something online, then there's a real risk that they are selling the material, but they're not just selling it to send you to give you counterfeit merchandise. Even if they deliver that, they're using it to get your personal information. And so, you know, it's masking their real objective, and that can cause identity theft, and you can lose a lot more than the amount of money that you were using to buy that merchandise.
In a lot of this counterfeiting world, the underbelly, you know, across the country, we know that this money has been linked back to both terrorist organizations, drug cartels, and others.
Huge organizations just driving, you know, a great profit center for them. And it's, you know, I think it's, people are vulnerable. They like to get a good price for something, but I would just urge them to go buy the officially sanctioned merchandise from a licensed seller.
Yeah, and it's not that you just want the NFL to make more money or you want a licensed seller to make more money. That is, you know, and wow, I got a cheap Super Bowl jersey, but maybe I funded a terrorist. Maybe I funded a drug cartel, and maybe now they have my credit card information and my bank account will be wiped out. Who knows?
Yeah, and we do want the vendors who are following the rules to get the benefit of that,
sure.
Right? I mean, the
Absolutely.
People who are selling counterfeit merchandise, it is illegal. They are breaking the law. We don't want to reward that. And while it does cost a little bit more, you know that your information is safe and you know that you are supporting somebody who is following the law.
Let's talk about tickets for a moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, that can be devastating. I mean, the price of tickets, they're not cheap.
No,
and still people
not cheap.
Get snookered by individuals buying tickets.
Look, you know, we really leaned in hard on this, especially before the Taylor Swift concert. The vendors have gotten a lot better, and now they just, if you go to any of these big events, if I went to the Texas Rodeo last year, there's no paper tickets. You know, everything is a digital ticket. It's delivered through their app or through your email address.
Yeah,
to
then you've
you.
Got a QR code and, on your phone you bring with
and
you.
And it's encrypted, so you can't even take a picture of it. You know, you can save it to your Apple Wallet or your Google Wallet, but you cannot take a photo of it and then use that photo. So you couldn't take a photo and have someone say, here, I'll just give you my QR code and you
right.
can go get in the game. Doesn't work like that. Those QR codes are encrypted, and you've got to have the actual one they delivered to you to get in the game.
So people may be paying $5,000 thinking they're getting to go see the Super Bowl.
Right.
And they're going to get to security, and they're going to say, that's not real.
Right.
You know,
that's happened in the past a lot.
I worked the last Super Bowl here and was on the task force and the committee. And,
oh, you did?
Yeah. And we actually had people at the gate
right.
presenting counterfeit tickets. And we actually were able
well,
to
it's heartbreaking because they paid
up
a bunch of money
a number
and
of
they
people
realized
out on the street that were selling it.
Yeah, they get to the gate, they get to the door, and that's when they realize that they have a fake ticket.
Yeah, but even since they got rid of those paper tickets you were dealing with back then, you still have these sophisticated.
You don't have to make it sound like I'm a dinosaur.
No, I'm just saying it's been 13 years since we had a Super Bowl. That's all.
And I'm old. I'm not that old. You've been intimately involved in the security plan here. Obviously, I've had an opportunity to walk around the city. Dave has as well. Coleman is walking here at 4:30, quarter to five in the morning from the station, and everybody's just been overwhelmed with the breadth and depth of what we see out there as it relates to law enforcement. Your thoughts?
Look, I think it's an amazing example of what we can do when we really focus on public protection. And it is amazing. You go around the city, everything seems cleaner. People seem comfortable walking around. There are blue lights everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
And, I think that is very reassuring. It's, we need to carry that out through Mardi Gras. We have large crowds, much larger crowds than we're going to have here this weekend.
Right.
We will have for Mardi Gras. And so I think that's a bigger challenge. But being able to make sure that we sustain that kind of professionalism and protection for this city for all the big events that we have going forward into the future is important. And I think it's a state of mind almost more than anything else. We have the resources, the people to plan it. We can bring in additional resources when we ask for them, we get them. But you have to take the threat seriously. And I think that's the most important thing. We plan for this and we drill for this at the state level. We can't afford to look at New Orleans and pretend like we aren't vulnerable here. We obviously are.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you point out. Super Bowl is clearly a bigger media event and gets us more attention worldwide, but far more people will be here now over the next 4 weeks. We're less than 4 weeks away from Fat Tuesday.
Right.
And far more people will be here for the Mardi Gras celebrations than for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, not just here, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Mamou. We have large crowds that come into a number of places. I think just being serious about the security threats. We can't protect against everything. People who want to harm us can find a way to do that, but we shouldn't avoid doing the obvious things that we can to protect people.
Absolutely. It's all about minimizing risk. You're not going to eliminate all risk.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Just have a great week. It's great seeing y'all out here. This is really cool, seeing the whole media floor and walking around. It's very exciting.
The NFL does not do anything half-hearted, right?
They don't. I mean, they know. Don't.
And they seem to be very happy with the security response that the security team has put forward.
Look, I don't think it gets any higher than where we are now.
Right.
So, I mean, this is a SEER 1 event. There's a lot of federal assets in place. And, you know, this is as good as it gets. So
absolutely.
It's great.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
And she's got some great gold boots on.
Absolutely. She is in the festive.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell.
My signature gold boots.
There you go. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.